Welcome back. This show's just for the guys. This is Mrs. Sterile Kelsey Kraft, who just competed in Miss Florida USA, right?
Yes, last weekend.
I'm so excited. Kelsey's been on the show many times, but I don't think you ever sat shotgun, did you?
Yes, when I gave you your Botox.
Oh, yeah. You did when you gave me the Botox.
Yeah.
All right, so now it's all about you today. It's all about you.
Uh-oh.
Yes, I need to know all the good stuff. So you competed. First of all, you did like a whole regimen getting ready for this.
Yeah.
How long did you get ready for it? Tell me the moves.
You know, it was a lot of mental preparation, but I think I officially decided to compete in September.
Yeah.
And originally the pageant was supposed to be in November, and they pushed it back to January. So I had a little more time to mentally prepare.
Oh,
physically
wow.
Prepare.
They moved
I got
it.
A little lucky. Yeah.
Why'd they move it?
Because the Chrisleys, you know, from Chrisley Knows Best, Todd Chrisley, they owned that franchise, the Florida USA. So Chrisley Productions was putting it on, and based on their production team and stuff, they needed it.
Gotcha. The damn production always screws things up. It screws up my comedy shows. It screws up everything. The only production team I really like is the one on the Captain's Log.
Oh,
it's
okay,
like legit.
Course. You're hard
I mean,
to
they,
please.
Yeah, they always are on time. They know what I want to know. They know what I'm thinking. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't do good in pageants then, because a lot of it is, you know, hurry up, wait, and do the things that you need to do to be a part of a team that's making a production.
All right, so tell me, you put your mind to it. You were like, you told me, you're like, Captain, I'm gonna run. This is my last time, because I guess they have a certain restrictions, correct?
Gosh, I know. I don't know who decided that a random age of under 28 is the requirement to be a Miss, but
wow,
I
right?
aged out, yeah.
So you basically started working out. I know that. You were like,
I didn't start working out, but you got serious about it.
You
know, the working out has never been an issue. It's the meal preparation. It really is. When you've been active your whole life, that people talk about like the last 5 pounds and things like that.
Right.
To be stage ready versus, you know, Florida beach ready is a different concept.
So wait, there's two different ones?
I think so. Yeah.
I mean, we need to post the before and after, like the Florida beach picture versus the stage picture. So you're skinnier on the stage one or the beach one?
Yeah.
Which one is better?
Stage.
Okay.
Because there's a difference between, okay, I'm going to the beach, I'm minding my own business, I'm like laying there, you know, I don't care what everybody else is doing. But when you're on stage in front of hundreds of people, thousands, including those watching online, you want to look.
So you had good. To like be banging.
Yeah. I lost 11 pounds.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my goodness.
And it's so interesting because so many people will go, you don't need to lose weight, or, you know, when they see you in
where did it come? Did it come straight off the booty?
No.
You added to the booty?
Well, you know, you do exercises to keep it the right size.
So,
but it really is changing your physique. I mean, I dwindled my waist a little bit. My legs were slimmer. They got to look long.
Did you have to get a trainer?
I had a trainer that was training me virtually from Rhode Island.
Oh, my goodness. So you were like FaceTiming?
Yeah. Like, we would text all the time. And
walk me through it. Were you like, how's this look, Daddy? No, it wasn't.
They're
like
very
that.
Respectful.
Oh, all right,
respectful.
All right. Because I thought they might do that.
Yeah, my trainer actually, I was recommended him by a friend who'd worked with him before. He's actually got a long wait list, so I felt very fortunate that he accepted me.
He put you to the top, damn it. You were going to freaking be Miss USA.
I was going.
He better.
I was like, this is serious. I'm giving it 100%, and I need to be accountable to somebody. And there were before photos, progress photos, weigh-ins, and not like the cheat weigh-ins where I'm like, okay, I'm going to weigh in on my best day. And
yeah,
like
7 in the morning.
It was like feet on the scale, like holding your phone.
Right.
But I didn't do feet on the scale because I was like, my phone's going to add like
I
half
do
a
that
pound.
At the gym.
So I got off the scale and took a picture of it.
So you took the, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. Because you don't want the phone weighs something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So did you do it naked? The scale every day?
Yeah.
You posted those?
Just the feet.
Oh, just the feet. Damn.
Yeah.
I thought we were trying to get followers over here.
Sorry. Yeah, no. So, then I would be disqualified, which is an
Yeah. Were they strict? Were they strict about, like, everything? Because you didn't want to be on some of the shows because of the topics that we talked about sometime, right?
I don't think that it actually had anything to do with what the production team would necessarily say, because it is my profession, being a healthcare provider.
Yeah.
But just in the sense of who's watching, you got to be neutral to all your audience. And I want to be a positive influence to young girls. So talking about certain topics might
Absolutely.
Not be the best for seventh graders to see.
Of course, yeah, you know? Because they follow you and they respect you and they want to be, they aspire to be you, who doesn't want to be a beauty queen, right?
Right.
So, so this is how many, what number pageant was the last one? You did so many, and I know that you were Miss International in 2017.
Yes.
So that's huge.
That was huge.
And
so some people would think I'm crazy. Like, why wouldn't you just retire on top? Why wouldn't you just, like, go out with a bang?
Right.
Why would you put yourself through that again? And I think that some people set limitations on you, and you shouldn't listen to that. So
yeah, no, I don't listen to anyone.
I am a late bloomer in pageant world. I didn't start until I was 21. So I didn't do the young stuff. I didn't do the teenage pageants.
Probably was better. By the time you're 21, you're doing that nonstop, like, for your, like, don't they start young?
Some people start young, but I can't really say better or not. You know, some people, this is a lifelong dream to be a role model and to have that experience and friendly competition.
Right.
And each year,
is it friendly? Don't tell me it's friendly.
I have been very
fortunate. Those girls were catty. They must have been like, this bitch.
No, never.
They never gave you any of this.
That's
like,
such
shit.
A misconception. I mean,
I would have thought so.
I think that some people in pageant world and in the world in general, so we gotta apply this, that people like have these preconceived notions about pageantry, and you can completely apply it to real life. So if you go into any competition or any pageant worrying about other people, all your energy is going to be focused on those other people instead of focusing on being the best you.
Right.
You know, so it's like you're playing not to lose instead of playing to win.
Yeah. So that's a good positive inspiration for everybody watching right now.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. Not just on the big stage.
Right.
So what was the was the Miss International stage bigger because that was the final level, or was this at the state level like a bigger platform for you?
Numbers wise, it's interesting. So Miss International spans women from all over the world.
Okay.
The theater itself was bigger. The prize package in the sense of being an international title holder seems of grand scale, but I think when I competed for Miss International, there was about 50 girls.
Okay.
And last weekend at Florida USA, there were 68 women competing.
68 women. Okay, so now this is the question I have. You represented Estero.
Yes.
How did you get to become Miss Estero?
Okay, so to be considered to compete in the pageant, you have to submit an application.
From your city.
You just fill out an application of why you want to participate in Miss Florida USA, what your goals are, what you do, you know, just kind of a little resume. And then the director, the executive producer, will actually call you and kind of interview you, get to know you, make sure you have best of intentions, and make sure that you'll represent their organization well. The title is based on where you live, so, you know.
So what if there was more people in Estero?
Then, there, you know, we had a Miss Fort Myers, we had a Miss Lee County, we had a Miss
Naples. Get them on the phone, I need them on the show.
Cassie.
I need Miss Naples, Miss Fort Myers,
Monique,
oh my God,
Miss
Benita, I'm bringing everyone, Miss Marco Island, I'm bringing them all on, damn it.
Well, we'll load your car up with all the beauty queens from Southwest Florida. We represented well,
So was anybody on your turf and they were like, oh, damn, Kelsey's in Estero, I better move to Benita.
No.
Actually,
my very first question in my interview was, so where's Estero? And I have to do it in reference. You know, we're 20 minutes north of Naples, and I'm like, I'm here to put it on the map.
Yeah.
So hopefully those people watching it from Estero are proud.
You did Estero good.
Yeah.
You did. You really banged it out.
Thank you.
But no, come on, seriously. Like, so how does only one person represent each town, like city? I'm serious about that. So if somebody was like in Estero and they wanted to do it too, would you have
to
compete?
They might have to have, you know, a different title. So we have to have delegate titles for reference and where we're representing and leading up to the pageant and afterwards, where are you doing your most community service?
You could have an
East Orlando and a West Orlando. You know, you can break it up. According to someone, they said that there were 1,200 applications received, and they, you know, for the Miss and Teen, and they accepted 150. So it was a really big deal to even get to the point of being able to compete. Very competitive.
For
Miss Florida USA?
Yeah. So there was 1,200 applicants.
Yeah.
How many of those 1,200 in your mind were like, they flaked out after they sent the application?
That is a concern. Some probably were not accepted, but flaking out, there is something to be said about social media. There have been girls to see their competition and then bail out because they're worried, like, why would I compete if so-and-so is going to beat me? Which is just a losing mindset in and of itself. So you shouldn't be worried about who else is competing. I tried to not concern myself with.
Plus, it's about the message, right? It's not about who wins or loses.
Gosh, it should be about who wins in the sense of, like, obviously you won it. Like, I wasn't training 4 to 5 days a week and eating out of Tupperware if I wasn't serious.
Yeah.
But there's something about the process. You learn, you become a better person, you become disciplined, that when you're preparing for something of an end goal, and this was actually my onstage question.
What was it?
One of my onstage questions was...
Ooh, God, white
are butt. We hot?
Yeah.
Okay. So one of my onstage questions was, what is your biggest flaw and what do you do to overcome it? So first of all, I was like, how come I got a negative question? But it really was of self-awareness.
Yeah.
And I said, one of my
biggest... Well, you killed the question.
Thank you.
You were a superstar. I saw that on your Instagram, right?
Oh, so I posted one of two. You haven't seen the other one.
Okay.
So the top five question I got was, what's your biggest flaw and what have you done to overcome it? And that was like, oh, you got to think on the fly. I'm thinking, I snooze my alarm clock. You know, I don't call my grandma enough. But in reality, my biggest flaw is sometimes I get so goal-oriented that my life is broken up in segments of, okay, you know, in 3 months, I'm going to compete for Florida USA.
Yeah.
And then in 6 months, I want to buy a house. And then, you know, you get to, but there's beauty in the process. And sure. I said, sometimes if we get so tunnel vision on what we're trying to achieve, we miss the beauty all around us in what you're learning, the relationships you're building, and how much you grow on the journey. So.
And they liked it.
I think so.
How many rounds were there?
We did the interview, which is private, which no one gets to see. So sometimes when people go to watch the onstage, they have their favorite and they're like, well, how did so-and-so get in the top? And I didn't like their gown. Well, there's an individual interview that goes on behind the scenes before we ever get to the stage.
Yeah.
So that factors into a third of your score. And then everyone competes in swimsuit and then everybody competes in the evening gown. So based on those
what color scores, swimsuit did you wear?
I wore red. I was the only blonde in red. Which
red.
Apparently is like a bold
strong.
Move. Yeah.
Strong move.
Yeah.
A thong or regular?
No, full.
Oh.
Full coverage.
I would have guessed thong.
I wish.
No.
Just kidding.
I'm joking.
Good coverage. You actually use like glue to keep
Do you have a special one that you have to wear? Because I'm assuming that everyone has to wear like pre-approved like bathing suits.
Okay, so we all got to choose our own swimwear. We were trying to set the tone for Florida USA being fashion forward, you know, think Miami Swim Week vibe. So people got to wear prints and colors and styles. And then the top 15, which I made, we were sponsored by Vikasa Swimwear, and they gave each of the top 15 a standard white swimsuit to wear.
Wait, so everybody had to be in the same one?
In the same swimsuit.
Wow, so then you're really going apples to apples.
You know, you think about integrity.
Literally, on the apples.
Oh my gosh.
I'm joking.
You think about integrity in certain situations, and pageantry can really show people's true colors too, because I think back like after the fact of like how I act, how I behave, how I treat people, you know. And we show up, once we're announced in the top 15, we show up to a station. They know who made the top 15 and they set up our bag and our clothes, and you have a table of everything that you need to get ready.
Is it on the same day?
Well, prelims were one day, and then we show up.
So then the day you show up, there's 15.
No. So we show up and we compete on stage on Friday.
Okay.
All 68 miss.
Okay.
On Saturday, everyone shows up and is lined up on stage. So when the audience is finding out who the top 15 is, so are we.
Okay.
So imagine the nerves.
So
that
you are like...
Yeah. I couldn't ask my friends to buy tickets to both shows. So I was like, okay, well... Let's hope I make top 15 so you can actually watch me compete. So I was like,
just damn, because they could have been. You weren't there?
Yeah, exactly.
But you were. My girl.
You're standing up on stage with all of the other women, and you're just hoping that they announce your name. And, you know, there was like six people before me, and I was like, now you're doing the math. Like, oh, there's only 9 spots left, so now I have 1-9 shot.
And it just goes down and down.
Yeah. And so that's really interesting.
At what point were you like, holy crapola, I don't know if I'm going to do it?
When they announced the top six. Oh, they're the first six.
There was 9 left.
Yeah, I think I was the 7th or something. I don't remember.
Oh, my God.
I
what if it went down to like
the
number
last
2?
One.
Were you even dying?
Yeah. So what they do is you're announced in the top 15, and then everyone else goes backstage, and then the top 15 will be brought out individually for their onstage question, which is the one I shared with you,
right,
which we can share later.
Yep.
And then after you're introduced as, hello, you know, I'm Miss Estero, here's my question, then everyone recompetes in the swimsuit and evening gown. Scores are wiped clean, so now it's only you versus the other 14.
And you're telling me the girls aren't talking about the girls in the swimsuits. Regular girls at the beach are talking about girls on the beach.
Maybe. Okay. We showed up to day one if we do an orientation, we do a one hour, hello, welcome, get ready for an exciting weekend. By the way, we're doing a photo shoot, so go get your bikinis on, and we're going to go outside the hotel in front of the fountain. So we're all standing there, don't even know first name basis, and talk about staying in your lane and not comparing yourself to other people. And you're standing there in your bikini going, okay, who's got a better body?
Right.
Do I have a
shot?
You
must have been thinking.
I was like, don't
you
look
had
at
to
other
be,
people.
You had to be weeding some out.
No, because really what my thought process
I would have totally been. I would have been like,
I got them. Four pack. They only got
damn,
a two pack.
I got them. No. Oh, damn, that guy's good. I went in
really trying to be focused on myself. And I went in with the confidence of saying, I did everything that I can do and there's no going back. So even if someone has a better physique, I know I had 3 months to prepare. I was strict with that. I made it very known. I was open with my coworkers, my friends.
Yep.
And at that point, there's nothing you can do to change it. So who cares who has a better body? It's also how you carry yourself, the confidence
absolutely
that you have, yep, the style, the walk.
It's all about your swagger.
Yeah, it
so,
is.
So, okay, so keep going. I got a bunch of questions.
Oh, so we walk into, we're announced into top 15, and we go into the back room, the dressing room. And they're like, next phase of competition, you're putting on the sponsored swimsuit. Well, we haven't been sized or anything, so here I go at my station, and my swimsuit's just in a bag, and you're like, I hope this fits, you know?
Right, so what the heck? How did they know? You had to send your size.
No. I mean, they just kind of, you know, mediums are a safe bet and whatever. Well, I got next to the girl who, you know, her physique was larger than mine, not overweight. I'm saying she was just had, you know, bigger chested naturally, yeah, things like that. So she gets in her bag and her top is an extra small. And she's like, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, I'm really proud of myself looking back. I was like,
wait, did she have some surgery?
No.
They were not enhanced.
This is not important. The important part is important
to me.
I looked at her and said, you know what? You cannot wear an extra small. You can have my
medium. You took one for the
team. And I took the extra small, not even realizing, like, maybe it's going to look bad on me. Is this going to affect my score? It was, you know what? I was being kind in that moment.
Sure.
Looking back at some of my photos, I'm like, I could have done with a little bit larger top, but it's okay. You know, it's okay.
I need to see those. I'll be the judge of that.
Okay.
So, I'm going to make sure.
Did the swimsuit, and then you go and you recompete in evening gown. And after the evening gown, the top 15 come out and they announce the top 5. So
that's
after,
it, right?
Yeah,
then?
Yeah.
Oh,
so you
my
compete,
God.
There's like an intermission, and then you're all in the gown again. So the two, you're lined up with all 15, hoping they call your name and they announce the top 5.
And then what happened to the, was there any good drama? Did any of the girls like just totally break down and cry?
No one argued. I'm really proud.
They weren't like, this little bee, I'm nothing.
No, you know,
you guys
if
are
it
professional.
If it happened,
you were on the top 5. The other girls are the ones in the back. There's
always going to be a level of disappointment, but I think that the women that I competed with, I just got so lucky that everyone was mature, you know, well rounded, there for, you know, to really be exceptional women.
Right.
I don't really think I have anything negative to say about anyone who competed or their experience.
No, I don't think so. But there could have been other women that weren't as sweet, kind, and professional as you.
Maybe. Hopefully
that would be the fun part.
Hopefully nobody
to hear
was
about
talking poorly of me, you know,
no,
when they were watching me on stage.
So what were the ages?
So the ages for Miss, I believe, are 19 or 18 to 27.
And there was women that were at the bottom of the age?
You know, there were some 20-year-olds for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know everybody's age. Like I said, there's
and were they
people
all were they all pros? Like I don't know if it's a professional, but I would consider you a professional since you've been doing this and you were successful at it.
So,
or were they some like first timers?
There were first timers for sure.
Really?
There were first timers, and that's an amazing thing because you got to do it your first time at some point.
Yeah.
You know, I started late, like I said, and then there were some seasoned vets. I mean, I was in the top 5 with the girl who won was first runner up last year and then in the top 5 the year before that. So she was seasoned.
Right.
Another girl in the top 5 was Miss Texas America. So she had already competed in Miss America.
Well, wait, so what? Now she's representing Florida?
She lives in Texas, but she's from Naples. So you can, if you like live, work, you know, spend majority of your time in a certain state, you can represent your
really
home state. So at the time, she was
home in Texas.
So
before,
and now she, and before,
at a different year.
Yes, a different year she was representing Texas. And this year she now resides in Naples, works in Naples.
And when she represented Texas, did she go to the big dance?
Yeah, she went to Miss America. Yeah, she was Miss Texas America.
Okay.
So here I am, you know, formerly Miss International, top five.
Yep.
The runner-up from last year was in the top five.
Right.
Miss Texas America from I don't know what year, but she was amazing. Another girl who... I think it was her first time at Florida USA. I'm not sure. But she had represented Puerto Rico at some worldwide pageant.
Oh, wow.
And then
I'm trying to read Scott. Is she going to be a new spokesperson supermodel?
Oh, rum and vodka.
Yeah, well, you know, she does it on the side. You know.
I got to keep the figures. I don't know
right,
how much.
Right,
right. And then the last gal that was in the top five, she was representing her platform, and she was... going and competing and giving it her all, first pageant ever, and had just gone through chemotherapy for breast cancer.
Oh my gosh.
At a young
God
age in her 20s.
Wow.
So like 4 days after the pageant, she actually went through double mastectomy surgery.
Oh my gosh.
So talk about inspirational.
Yeah,
talk
no
about
kidding.
Competitive and talk about stories worth
wow.
sharing.
Tough.
So just
tough
to
girl.
Be in the top five, you know, you're disappointed. It's like, dang, I would have loved to go to Miss USA and I wanted to win. But it really does sit back and be just proud of the accomplishment. Making top five is huge.
It's huge.
And even for those who don't make the top five or don't make the top 15, just showing up is huge. Because there are thousands of people who don't have that opportunity or are not brave enough to do so.
Right.
So props to everyone, because people like judge pageants all they want. But it takes a lot of courage to put yourself
huge.
Out
you
there.
Me? Wait, people judge it? I don't judge it.
You don't judge because you like all the girls in swimsuits, but people have their preconceived notions about pageantry. And
why do you go right to the swimsuits? That's embarrassing, Kelsey. You're talking, just like, I only like girls in swimsuits.
You live in Florida.
Oh. Well, I like the beach.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
I wonder why. So, yeah, there's a lot to be said just about showing up for things, putting yourself out
absolutely.
There.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Like, okay... It's got to be super hard, too, when you get the question, and you've seen all the, like, fail videos, right?
Of that, right.
And that it's got to even put more pressure on, you know?
You know, looking back, you know, the phrase hindsight 2020, looking back, there's ways that I could have answered my question better. And you always think, like, oh, in that moment, like, that was the best I could have done. And I reflect, and it depends on what your focus is. Because my thing is... I just want to be likable, relatable, and I want to be real. So I went in and that was my answer.
Yeah.
However, in my heart, I had told everyone, okay, I have a plan. I know I'd be a great Florida USA because of X, Y, Z. Well, if you don't communicate that in your opportunity to do in your individual interview or your onstage question, the judges don't know that. You can't make an assumption that,
right.
that people can read your mind. Like, she'd be a great Florida USA because she plans to do X, Y, Z if you do not verbalize it. So... there was a fear of messing up. There's always a fear of misspeaking.
Oh, speaking of messing up, what was your talent?
There's,
did you have a
there's
talent?
No talent. There's no talent.
Wait, there's no talent competition?
In the Miss America pageant, there's the talent.
So Miss USA,
different,
no.
Yeah, Miss USA, no talent.
Miss USA, all the talent goes to the swimsuit competition.
Miss USA is 30% third interview, third swimsuit, a third evening gown, and then on stage question.
I was close then. I was close.
Yeah.
They mix it up. So the evening gown, how did you pick out your evening gown?
Oh my gosh. Back in June, I was in Rhode Island with a friend. She works at a gown store. It sounds so bizarre, but I was in Providence and I go, that's a beautiful gown. I go, if I decide to do Florida USA, that's the gown I'm wearing. And they're
what
like,
color was it?
It was blue.
Okay.
And they were like, oh, okay. I said, can I try it on now so I know? And it was too expensive. So they're like, okay, you can't try this on unless you're planning on buying a gown from us.
No
and
way.
So I go, okay, well, that's my gown if I compete. And I didn't even get to try it on. Well, they ended up having a sale and remembered me saying how much I love that gown, even just in the bag. And it was so serendipitous. They messaged me, this gown's going on sale, and before we bring it to a trunk show, we want to offer it to you. So it was 40% off.
Really?
And then it was my gown. Then this
that
is
was
October.
Made for you, that's
so
why.
I picked it out in June, and it was still available in October, 40% off. And I pride myself in never buying anything full price. And
yeah.
I was like, yeah,
I like to buy a
deal,
too. I get deals.
It just made it that much prettier to know that it was cheap.
100%. I feel the same way. If I get a deal on a suit, I'm loving that suit. Like,
yeah.
It's like... Yeah.
I mean, and this gown was so beautiful that then I got upset when I lost weight and the gown was too big. one week before the pageant that I actually had an amazing alteration.
Jocelyn says it was gorgeous.
Oh, thank you, Jocelyn. Oh, she's so sweet. I know her from previous pageants. And so I got upset because I had lost weight. And so if you need alterations in Naples, first class alterations on 41, they're awesome. They
Where are
awesome.
They?
They're on 41. Oh my gosh, and there's also a jewelry store that I always go to, Beckner Jewelry.
Is that right next to Jimmy P's?
It's in a, I don't know, my
Jimmy. Is it across from Cheesecake Factory?
No. I don't know. I'm representing Estero, not Naples, so Google Map First Class Alterations, because they're awesome. Tell them Kelsey sent you, they're just so sweet. And they've done like six of my gowns, and if I can trust them with my gowns, you can trust them with your suits and your pants and all that. So.
Totally, yeah. Shout I think I them. Use them once in a while.
They're so great.
If I remember where they are.
So, thinking about that, when you're preparing for something that's so big, one thing I've learned through competing and preparing for pageants is that people should not be getting in your way. Does that make sense? Like, you think, I don't have the time. I can't call so-and-so. I can't go see my friends. And you get so tunnel focused on what you're doing that you don't realize that there's people around you that you actually need to help you. You know, I needed a good alterations person. I needed an accountable trainer. I needed an interview practice coach. And if you
I thought I was doing that for you, the interviewing. I thought that's why you made so many captain's log appearances.
What would you have asked me if you were a judge?
If I was a judge?
If you were a judge at a pageant.
I was a judge, I would say, good evening, Kelsey. Thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate it. Your gown is beautiful. I'd like to know what your views are on the world economy today.
Wow. So would you consider that political or just economic?
No, I'd say that's just economical.
Okay. Do you want me to answer?
Yeah, maybe let's play. Let's play a little.
Let's play a game. Okay. There's definitely room for improvement in our economy right now. To be in debt nationwide, trillions of dollars, is unacceptable. And we're giving back to certain organizations and other countries before taking care of ourselves and making sure that we're protected from a security standpoint, a military standpoint, and education.
Knocked it out of the park. I would have said you killed it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, we shouldn't be in debt.
I agree, 100%. It's wild that...
There are some questions.
If we ran our business the way the government runs it, we'd all be out of it.
We'd have 14,000 credit cards.
What would we do? Oh, sorry. I had to.
He's not watching. Why is he not watching?
I don't know what he's doing. It's unbelievable. Get no respect for my dad. He's not watching.
But I joked about this with Dr. Dollar, actually. We were at work, and we were talking about questions that you can mentally be prepared for. And some of these questions that you'll see online of people messing up their answers and stuff is, I'm really sarcastic. So I think, like, if I knew the answer to that question, I would not be here. I'd be like political office vice president already.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Like, if I knew
I agree totally. I heard somebody's question like, who's asking that question?
Yeah.
Like, really, where did you get that question? I feel the same way.
So you have to remember, if you're ever watching a pageant on TV, if you watch the upcoming Miss Universe pageant, Miss USA, whatever it is, be gracious to the girls that are answering, because it's not necessarily, I have this solution to all the world problems. It's, how do you conduct yourself under pressure? How do you speak? How are you relatable? How are you going to deal when you get asked questions on the fly if you were at an appearance representing this organization? Mm-hmm. And that's more important.
That's exactly, I think, something you hit right on the head, because first of all, even if they give the world's best question answer to the question, like, what is someone going to do? They're not really going to act on it right then and there. So it's like, they just want to know how you act under those circumstances of the pressure, I think.
Yeah.
Right? They're not asking questions that you're going to solve. Are they?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe someone was watching and it was like, good idea. Let's do that. You know?
That would be amazing. Then it would be all worth it.
What's interesting is that Miss Naples was asked, her question, I believe, was something like, what would be a law? If you could create any law, what would it be? And hers had something to do with balancing the budget.
Oh.
I don't know how that's a law.
Did she do good?
I don't know. I didn't watch. Because, you know, when I say you got to stay in your lane and you got to be your best, it's la, la, la. I'm not listening to
what
they're
saying. Yeah, because if you
listen,
what if they knocked it out of the park? Then you're like, oh, my God.
You're right.
Then you're dying, right? So much pressure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I liked my first question when I was in the top 15 better than my second question when I was in the top 5. Because my top 5 question was, you know, what's your biggest flaw? But my top 15 question was, what do you want to be remembered by? That's the one that you watched online.
Oh, that's the one I liked. You really did good with it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I liked the whole, your, the charisma that you delivered it with. It was a
little... I almost started crying on stage. You could see how transparent I was. They're like, how are you today? And it's not like, I'm so blessed to be here. I was like, holy smokes, I have 10 people in the audience and I'm freaking out.
You were worried?
No, it was like that. It was really special.
Yeah.
You know, I said I've never had that much support at one event.
That's right. You said that. You said
that's a very like meaningful moment to just. And they were people that I've encountered. They were friends from previous pageants, friends from work, people from Orlando, people from this coast.
I didn't get an invite. No invite from me, guys.
Everyone was invited.
I didn't get the invite. I would have went.
I had people that were helping me prepare via Skype sessions. I was doing makeup lessons on my patio. My neighbor was like, I'd be playing music and I'd be practicing my makeup in the true natural light because I didn't know how to do my makeup until like 2 weeks before the pageant. So shout out to Constantine because he taught me everything I know.
Should we piggyback right behind this guy?
Yeah, just follow him right through. And all of a sudden, I hear my neighbor underneath my patio going, where'd the music go? So even my neighbor knew that I was preparing. And like, when you have something that's so important to you, you have to share it with the world. Yeah. I think that's another lesson too. Because had I just gone and timid, people who go into something afraid to fail or embarrassed that they're doing it won't have a good outcome. I was telling everybody, I'm competing for Miss Florida USA. Don't let me eat the cookies from the farm reps. My neighbor knew, my friends knew, my coworkers knew.
It motivates you.
Yeah, and it keeps you accountable. And it does. That, you know, those things with the vision boards and setting goals is so important.
Well, this was a pleasure. Thank you for dealing with all my
jokes.
Just
dropped me off.
I got to get rid of her. So, this is it, guys. With the captain's log, we reach the final end here.
Let's get you signed up to judge a local pageant.
I would love to do that.
Let's get you, because you know what they
do? I judge a chili competition once. Is it the same?
No. Oh. That's food tasting. You're not going to do that.
Well, I'll do it.
I think that we can get you signed up because what they do with the judges is they're reputable people out in the community, business leaders, entrepreneurs,
I would love that.
You know, motivational speakers, previous pageant contestants, but you're involved in the community. So if we have a local pageant, I think that...
Can I go live? Can I go live? And just I'll just video myself judging.
That's weird. You'll just be sitting
there. Well, I don't know. They might not want like the whole pageant live.
I think that you can document your experience through it and how positive that it's been.
That would be awesome.
Because I think you should put positive pageantry on the map.
I would love to do that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
You cannot sponsor it with your alcohol, though.
I can't?
No.
Damn it. All right. Well, I'll try. I'll put it out there and see what they say. And then they'll say no. And I'll say, okay, we'll sponsor it. Just with off the hook comedy.
Put my logo in the magazine. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for joining. And I know you just got off work and you've had a long day. So it's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And if people have questions, they
can. Oh, yeah. Tell them how they can get a hold of you.
Well, I think my link is now on here. So if people are watching and they're interested in their kids doing pageants and they want an honest feedback, I've done different systems and have had a great experience. So if people want to do that,
you do, like coaching,
I can do that too.
Or mentoring.
Absolutely. I do that. I actually have a consulting company that I don't share too much because I'm busy, but I'm happy to help in that regard. If you have local appearances that you want me at as Miss Estero or anything else, I'm happy to do that. I'm actually going and hanging out with the Girl Scouts tonight, so even though the competition's over, you still can do great things.
Never ends.
Yeah.
Except this show ends. Bye, guys. We'll be live tomorrow.